We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did watch the Super Bowl. Can you believe that I watched the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Hey, no. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Did you, more importantly than the Super Bowl, did you see that video of the mayor of Philadelphia going, "Go yes. Eagles, give me an E-L-G-S-E-S,
Eagles." I saw so many videos of people not knowing how to spell the Eagle, spell Eagles this week.
Crazy.
Oh my God. That is, it made me laugh every time. Oh my God. I also watched the Super Bowl, and I've like never been invested in sports literally ever, but because I like lived in Pennsylvania in like a suburb of the Philly area, I was like, those are my people. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
I was acting like such a menace. Like I was at dinner like, yeah, go Birds. And I don't know, I've had some good sports luck this year. I'm like new to the world of sports, but the two teams I've picked, I really killed it in terms of winning. So maybe I'm the lucky
New York Liberty and the Eagles.
And I know that's right. Yeah. So I think so. Let me know if you guys have a sports team you want me to root for. I think I'm lucky.
You're the good luck charm.
Yeah. So I did watch the Super Bowl. Never did before.
Is this your first time?
Certainly. I mean, I was like sitting down by myself, like watching it the whole time. I've never done that before. I've been
to
parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like in passing, but I don't know that I've ever like watched it for real.
Yeah. And that was more my vibe this year, which was I was in a room and it was on
and
the
it was
TV.
Also playing.
Did I watch it? Yeah. I just kept peeking over and being like, oh, now they're 40 points ahead. Got it. And then they just
zoomed like, back out. Oh, Kansas City hasn't scored a single point. Got it.
Yeah. Got it. And, oh, the Chiefs are getting wiped. Okay. Got it.
I have paid more attention than I ever anticipated I would. I like had a book and I was reading it like, not during the commercials because I was mostly invested in the commercials, but I was having fun. I genuinely was like having fun. Never been a sports girl before, but look at me now.
She's a jock.
Yeah.
She's Sporty Spice. We got Sporty Spice in the chat.
Oh yeah. I'm wearing a sports bra. I'm wearing track pants.
She is.
Sporty Spice.
I was like, why are you wearing a sports bra? We're recording the podcast.
Because that's her outfit.
You said it's my vibe. It's my vibe.
I'm Sporty Spice.
The tone of the Super Bowl party I was at was it was a cast Super Bowl party because I, in the last week, a week ago today of the day the episode's releasing, started rehearsals for Matilda, the musical. Maybe you've heard of it.
Oh my God. Shout out.
Shout out. If you're in Virginia, come to Wolfbane Productions in Lynchburg and come see Matilda. Genuinely, it's going to be very good.
Yeah.
But we had a cast Super Bowl party and the vibe of the party was, at one point, our director asked us to mute the game so that he could have us all watch a scene from Muppet Treasure Island on his phone.
Oh, and that's your
vibe. That's where I was.
Whoever this guy is needs to be your best friend in the world. I love that. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
it was a great time. It was a great time.
That's so awesome.
There was a moment when we had like turned the TV down because we were so into the conversation we were having. And one of my castmates said, "This is the exact kind of Super Bowl party I want to be at, where we have turned down the game so that we can all talk about who our animated crushes were growing up."
Oh my gosh. Who were your animated crushes growing up?
So I feel like I didn't have an animated crush. Mm. So the topic that was posed was, who was your first crush? Mm. Like, not like my neighbor, but like your first kind of like pop culture crush.
My neighbor. I love
animated or otherwise.
Yes.
And just everyone's answer just like happened to be animated except for mine.
Okay.
Mine is, I don't know if I've said on the podcast, mine famously is Eddie. Oh no. What's his name?
Oh God.
What's his name? Eddie Highmore, the good doctor. Charlie Bucket in the Tim Burton Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Hey.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Thank you.
I love that.
What was yours?
I think probably Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon. It's been like,
hey.
Yeah. Something, I don't know. Like threw a flower down and I said, that's romance. I don't know.
That's my thing is like, I was so not in touch with my sexuality for my entire life.
Yeah.
But like, especially as a kid, that if I had any sort of like, ooh, I like didn't clock it.
Sure.
The reason I know Freddie Highmore is I literally remember after seeing that movie going on Google and Google image searching just pictures of Freddie Highmore.
Oh my God, porn.
Not porn.
No,
just
I know.
Just
pictures
of his face.
No, that's not how I meant it. I meant I did stuff like that as a kid too, where I would just like print out pictures of girls I thought that were pretty. And that was my like my yearning. I didn't mean it as porn. I just meant like, you know, I'm sorry. I said that weird.
And I even remember in that moment, because I was like getting all like butterflies about it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, does this mean I may be gay? And then I immediately was like, no, it doesn't.
No.
I was like, no, I don't think so.
I love that. I feel like I had that feeling about Hillary Duff.
Heck yeah.
Where I was like obsessed with her so much. And I remember I had her CD and I like cut out the pictures of her and like put them all over the wall and I just like stared at her and I would like hold the CD up above my head and like just stare into her eyes for like hours. I don't know, I was just obsessed with her.
I had another Google image searching a lot.
Yeah.
Season one of Hannah Montana, Mitchell Musso.
Oh my God, and no wonder you always shout out that bass player.
That's Jason Earle's sister. Oh. That's not Mitchell Musso.
Wait, which
Oliver Mitchell Oaken Musso? Smoking Oaken.
Yeah.
Jason Earle's is Jackson.
The brother.
Yeah.
So you like
Oliver
the
Oaken is the friend.
Okay,
yes.
I understand.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I understand. Sorry.
Much love to Jason Earle's. He was not my type as a child.
I remember being like, did you know he's like 32?
I do. I remember
he
that
was
as
old,
well.
Yeah.
But I remember Oliver in that first season used to always wear like long sleeve t-shirts with a short sleeve button up over them.
Yeah.
And I started dressing like that because I was he's so cool and I want to be just like him.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Totally. I love that. I love when Queer Panic becomes, I just want to be them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be them so bad.
Of course.
Yeah. Good feeling. Oh my God. How are you?
Wow. Honestly, fabulous. It's good. So crazy how having a job performing can shift my whole mental and emotional state around.
Oh, the clouds. Let the
clouds
sun
lifted.
Shine.
Seriously.
I love that. That's really awesome.
It's so, and I like, especially when I'm in between jobs, one, I'm just like less happy because I'm passionate about performing and I'm like not performing. But beyond that, I'm so paranoid about the fact that I'm between jobs that I'm like, I need to find a job.
Yeah.
And so I just like can't enjoy myself because every moment I'm like, I should be auditioning for something. I should be finding something. The other day I was sitting on the couch watching Severance and I was like, I literally can just fully enjoy this show.
Yeah.
Like
that's nice.
I am employed. I'm working right now. I can just let myself have this moment and not like spiral out of my mind because I'm not doing something.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Heck yeah. Booyah, booyah. Yeah.
Chilling.
Like a villain.
Oh, don't you know it? Don't you know it?
And I do. And I do.
Yeah.
Hoi. Well, hello everyone. My name is Ian Allred. Whoa. I just got hit with the fact that we're not going to be saying we're Gleeks for very much longer.
I know. Oh,
and
God.
I'm Gleek. Wow.
Well, Hey, everyone.
I'm having... You introduce yourself, okay. And then I'll spiral.
I'll be quick about it. Hey, everyone. I'm Lainey Knatzer, and I'll be a Gleek forever. And I'm a Gleek.
Heck yeah.
Even if I'm not saying it, I was born a Gleek, I'll die a Gleek.
This is classic me and my inability to commit to anything. but ever since we like publicly announced when we were stopping talking about Glee, every day I'm like, we shouldn't have done that. We should keep going. I just yearn to keep talking about it. And yet, before we announced it, I was the one that was like, we do need to talk about something else.
Yeah.
I just can never be happy with what's happening.
I mean, me neither. I was on Gleek of the Week. It'll be this coming week, but I recorded it last night. And I was like, and Andrew had said something about like, you know, Glee podcasting. And I was like, well, not for very much longer. I don't know. I said something. You can listen in. But I said, you know, on a different forum, we're not doing this for very much longer. And I literally was like, why the fuck did I say that? Why did I say that? Like, shut up.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It is horrifying. But it's the natural order of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be good and it'll be fabulous.
Yeah. And whatever we pick next, we're going to have so much fun.
You better believe it, Diva.
Oh. One thing about you and me is we're going to have some fucking fun.
And next we're announcing right now, we're talking about Top Gear. That reality show question mark. We're getting really into Top Gear. Oh my God.
I had an uncle who was obsessed with Top Gear. Every time I slept over at their house, I would like wake up and like Top Gear only was playing on Saturday mornings. I was like, can we not watch Top Gear? And it was like, you shouldn't have come over to my house if you didn't want to watch Top Gear.
There are 240 episodes. Oh, girl.
We hit the mother load.
No way. We're going to be talking about it for a long time, oh baby. My God.
No way.
What did they do on that show? Dissect cars? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like people talking about cars and I don't know. Is it British? It's been like 20 years.
It is British. This is just like a show that when I would try and relate to the straight boys in my grade growing up, I would just like hear Top Gear mentioned a lot.
Oh God.
But I've never actually seen, this is not something we need to talk about. I have never understood the fascination with cars and it has
always been.
It has always been the thing that I just like feel like I'm on an alien planet when all the guys around me just get so passionate talking about cars. And I'm like, they just get me from point A to point B.
I know. I remember one time I like got a new car, like a new used car, like that I got for like, you know, a wad of cash on Facebook Marketplace, you know, like nothing. And I remember my grandpa tried to talk to me about like, what's it like a Volt 6 or a Volt 5. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And I remember I had a friend in high school who ended up getting like kind of an expensive car. And I was like, what? And that like felt like a really formative purchase to see someone else make. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why on earth? It's like, if that thing runs and like gets you to where you're going, has air conditioning, you can plug your phone in. What else do you need? I don't understand. I genuinely don't.
I remember buying a car in college and my dad went with me to like, you know, because he knew what he was talking about and didn't want me to like get scammed. And my dad, we were like between two cars and my dad was trying to talk me into the one that was a little bit more expensive because like he thought it was a better investment. And I kept being like, I just needed to get me from point A to point B, have air conditioning and be able to play music. Like I need nothing more than that.
Nothing more. I think I have like only had like this car that I inherited from my dad has air conditioning. I don't think I have ever had a car with like reliable air conditioning ever before. So like, I don't even have to have that. I'll roll the windows down. I'm a free bird.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
My car is to get me to places. It is not the event in and of itself.
I also, I mean, I've been watching so many people do like financial literacy. I'm just trying to like get more, you know, mm-hmm. familiar with like finances and stuff anyway. But like a lot of people, you know, you take out loans to get a car, which I mean, I don't know anything about, because I don't know anything about anything, but like in terms of selling it, when you go to sell it again, like if you don't own it, you have to like, you know, only take so much, but also you have to worry about how many miles your car has, which I mean, makes sense, but it's like, what the hell, I'm supposed to drive it.
Seriously, that's the point of the car.
You know, seriously, it's like, oh, sorry, this car's been well loved. I know, I'm sorry. I have to go to work. What the hell?
Sorry, I lived a full life in this car. My goodness.
Oh my God, I know. So that blows my mind. And I understand, like, of course, the more miles your car has, the more like
problems it likely has.
Yeah. So I understand that, but like, what the hell? Leave me alone. Let me drive. Can I tell you such a fun secret? So I inherited this car. You actually know about this, Ian, but I'll tell the audience. You know about this. I inherited this car from my dad. May he rest in peace. And he bought it used, but it was like pretty new. So he like still owed on it. I think like, you know, overall, I don't know much about it. I do drive it, but I don't know much about it. But it seemed like a good investment. And I know it took him some time to like figure it out. I think he like made a good choice. Anyway, but... what they don't tell you about when somebody passes away and you become their like executor, you become their like point of contact and all that kind of stuff is you have to pay their fucking bills. So my sister and I, we were freaking out. We were freaking out. We were like mortgage, blah, 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 blah. We could not figure out how to pay his car bill. So it got repossessed. Like at like 6 a.m, I wake up to the most god awful noise. I run out I'm wearing like a big t-shirt and tiny shorts, no bra. Intense. And this guy is like, "Is this your car?" And I was like, "It's my dad's. He died." And he's like, "Sorry, ma'am. Like, I have to take it." And it was, and I remember I was yelling. I was like, "Well, can I at least get some stuff out of it?" Like, you know, he still had stuff in it. Like, this was, oh my gosh, I couldn't tell you, you know, probably a few months after he had passed, but we could not figure out how to get into his account.
It was very, it was like fresh. I remember feeling so bad because everything was so fresh and now this was happening as well.
Yeah, and it was terrifying and so bad. And I was like yelling at this poor guy who like is the most emotionless person I've ever met, which I'm sure you kind of have to be in that kind of line of work. Mm-hmm. But I was like, "He just died. We can't figure out how to pay the bill." You know, so and then I ended up buying it like in cash, like just like from those people who repossessed the car. So I own the car now, but God, it was so terrible. We could not, but seriously, hey. I'm telling you, we could not figure out how to pay the damn bill. And they took it. It was so scary. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, your car got repossessed.
Hey, you got it back. You got it back.
We got it back. We're fine. But anyway, I didn't understand. Right. I don't know how to pay bills.
No, I was going to talk more about finances.
We could.
Being a functioning member of society is much work. Is so much work. Anyways, should we do a little email? Do a little reading of some emails?
Let's do it.
Do a little connecting with our listeners through their words that they have sent to us via email.
I would love that so much. Let's start with an email from Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. That's how it started, is Jonathan just wrote a riff.
I looked down to see it spelled out. It was.
Dear Ian and Lena, firstly, I want to say I'm a big fan of the pod, and I'm excited to continue listening to you two in whatever direction it goes. I am not that well entrenched in the Glee fandom, so I don't know how popular of an opinion this is, but my favorite episode of the hit Fox TV show Glee is... Season 1, episode 7, Throwdown. While all the episodes you mentioned are definitely in my faves, I feel like Throwdown for me encapsulates all of my favorite parts of Glee. The sheer amount of iconic lines from Sue in this episode is evidence enough. I feel like this takes all of my favorite bits of the Hurt Locker and combines it with the season one feel that is just so nostalgic and good. While it is a bit teacher-centric, it is also when the teachers are at their best. The entire interaction between Sue, Will, and Figgins is one of my favorites in the show, and even Will has some very funny moments, like when he prods Sue. I also really like the interactions between the kids, and there's something about this ep that makes it feel like a real group of music nerds that are friends. I'm now simply going to list some of my favorite scenes in this episode that I think are some of the best in the entire show. Tara and Kendra going to the OBGYN, the entire Hate on Me performance, Sue's kids, Finn trying to name the baby Drizzle. Jonathan, I remembered that all of this was in Throwdown, except that Drizzle specifically was in Throwdown, and it made me giggle so much to remember it. This isn't even counting the other iconic performances in this episode, as well as it including two of the most famous and infamous lines in the entire show. I'm going to create an environment that is so toxic, and you're all minorities. You're in the Glee Club. Anyways, this is just my opinion, and much like Ian said, this will change at any moment. Maybe it is also my bias towards Sue Sylvester. I'm at all times thinking about one Sue Sylvester. All the best and lots of love and glee, Jonathan, he, him, from the UK.
International listener!
Oh, Jonathan. What a shout out. I loved that episode. I have to go back and rewatch. I also remember like Sue's kids sitting down to watch Will's kids perform and then her getting up like, I'm done. What does she even say?
Where's the fire? Remember. That's the problem. There is no fire.
Oh my God. What an iconic episode. That's such a fun thought.
As recently, I'm not kidding, I actually know the exact day that I quoted this. 2 weeks ago, tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday. I did karaoke with some people and someone was singing No Air. And the person sitting next to me turned to me and was like, didn't they do this on Glee? Who sang this? And I was like, oh, it was Lea Michele and Corey Monteith. Yeah. And then I quote this all the time. And then it ended with Diana Agron going, what are we supposed to do? Just sway in the background like props? I think of that line at least every time I hear No Air. But I think of that line constantly.
I love it.
A great episode. Such a great episode. Also, the favorite episode of one TikTok bargain bin Sue Sylvester, Zach Faust.
It is his favorite episode
of Glee. Or at least he said that one time and maybe he lied when he said it.
Which he is known to do. Oh my gosh, Jonathan. I am going to go back and rewatch this episode. You've inspired me. And I think it's good for me to know that Glee will still be around for me to watch it. So thank you.
they're scrubbing it. Once we do our final Glee wind, they're scrubbing it from everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Jonathan, thank you so much for this message. Let's hear from next our weird auntie Rachel, shall we?
Lean on Ian. Weird auntie Rachel here. Wow, I can't believe it's really ending. I understand. It's time. You get to move on to something else. You did us right for the last 4.5 years. I've already told you what Glee and you have meant to me, but I want to share with you a few last thoughts. Oh my gosh, why did it take me till the end of your coverage to make the connection between myself and Rachel Berry, who has the deep desire to be liked by the popular kid? That is actually the story of my life. The chorus president who married the class president. Ask me how well it works. But wow, up until this moment, I never realized that I related to Rachel. Shoot, it's a good thing we made it to this second to last episode. I'll be thinking about Lena's thoughts on that for a while. You asked about favorite episodes, and I can't possibly pick one. I will say that my favorite storylines are about Kurt. And this is a hot take, but my least favorite storylines are usually the ones with guest stars. I was just too wrapped up in the kids' stories to want to get distracted by April or Holly. Yeah, I said it, even though the songs were fantastic. On my N3 watch, I'm appreciating them a little more, but it has taken a long time to get there. In addition to the ones you watched and honorably mentioned, I'd also add Preggers as an episode I go back to a lot. Everything about it is compelling, and I'm such a sucker for the surprise football hero, plus the tender Kurt and Bert moments. When I started listening to the podcast, I had no one else to talk to about Glee. I forced the music on my kids in the car, but that was it. In the last few months, I have finally gotten my 19 and 16-year-old kids to watch it with me. It's pretty fascinating for me to watch them watch it with completely fresh, objective, young eyes and see how they think Will is terrible and how they love Sue the way you and much of the fandom does. Things that took me longer to figure out because I watched it as a middle-aged person who related to the show differently. But also, I can let this podcast go in peace because I now have someone else to talk to about it. It's like when your kids grow up and you know they'll be okay on their own. Well, I'm your kid. I've learned the necessary skills, and now I'll be okay. So thanks, Mom and Dad, niece and nephew. Well, I will be watching to see what you do next, whatever that is, whether it's show businessy or something completely different. Know that you have a little middle-aged cheering section for you over here. My wish for you is that you find happiness in unexpected ways in the next thing you do. But I also hope that you look back on this podcast with happiness and pride. You did a good thing and you did it so well. So let me leave you with the final words of a few of the characters that express loosely, very loosely, my own feelings. Rachel, dreams really do come true, so thank you. Kurt, oh no, don't strain yourself. Brittany, we can Skype like every year or something. Bye. Love you guys. Weird Aunt Rachel.
Oh my God, that made me kind of emotional.
That's very sweet. You're tearing up. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know that we're not parents, but that sentiment is very sweet. And, you know, I am worried. You know, it's been genuinely the joy of my life being. Like, that's, like, all I've ever wanted was for people to, like, feel heard or feel seen or feel, like, comforted and, like, feel like they have friends in us. So I am scared that, like, moving forward,
I
don't know. I can't put it exactly into words, but Rachel, you saying that you're going to be okay genuinely touches me, and I'm really grateful that, I mean, we're an Auntie Rachel. It's been here since the beginning. So thank you for being here. Love you so much. And so many of you. And I mean, so that's, it genuinely touches me that we have been a part of your life, that you've been a part of our life. And I've only ever wanted to be that space for people. So it's sad to be moving on. You know, and obviously who knows what's going to happen next. Could be something, you know, bigger and better. Could be something smaller and fine.
And worse.
And worse. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did. But I mean, so I'm scared, but I'm grateful that your kids are watching Glee with you, Rachel. You deserve someone to chat about this show with. And I'm so glad that we have been here to be that for you and to all of you who've watched along with us. It means so much to me. And that genuinely touched me a lot. Oh my God.
That's really beautiful.
It was really beautiful. Thank you for this message, Rachel. Oh my God.
I also just love, no one owes us anything and we're grateful to have all of you listening. And if you are no longer compelled by the podcast, there is like no obligation to keep listening. But I get so stressed about like what we do next because I'm so afraid that people will be like, well, I don't like this thing that you're talking about. You know, it's like Glee is such lightning in a bottle. And I'm always afraid, like, what if we really like this thing, but other people don't? Yeah. And the amount of people that message us and are like, I just want to listen to whatever you're talking about. So like whatever you do next, I will be listening.
It is incredibly humbling.
It's very, very, it makes me feel very special. It's really nice.
It is really nice.
And hey.
And hey.
Stay tuned.
Oh, Rachel, thank you for that message.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Okay, who do we want to hear from next? Maybe from Evie?
You're
Is that what
you're
thinking?
Yeah.
Always on the same wavelength, you and me.
Hey. Hi, Lena and Ian. I wanted to reach out because I'm listening to your favorite episodes, Gleewind, and you mentioned the TikTok that made me listen in the first place. I had just rewatched Glee in the middle of COVID, and I was so happy to find a community of people who also love this show. I first found your podcast in late 2020 when I was 13, fully in 8th grade, and am now a high school senior and committed to college. Being able to hear your journeys and hear you grow as I did has been something I have so cherished, and I truly love you guys in the most respectful parasocial way possible. Thank you for allowing me to realize that liking things doesn't have to be shameful and giving me hope that not everything feels as big as it does in high school. Forever spreading glee, Evie.
I'm going to cry again because, Evie, thank you. But I was a senior in high school when Glee ended. So that feels randomly cosmic. Thank you, Evie. But, you know, like I was a senior in high school when Glee was ending. It felt like Glee felt like so ingrained in me going to high school. And I think this age gap is really similar. Like I was in about 8th grade when I got really obsessed with Glee. And mm-hmm. now, I don't know. So obviously we ourselves are not Glee. But just reading that feels really cosmic and makes me really emotional. And I understand this feeling like almost to a T of, you know, finding something when you are like 13, 14, and then becoming, oh my God, like you're going to college. I feel like I've lived this exact life. Oh my God, Evie, thank you for this message. Oh my God, I'm going to cry again. Wow. How crazy is that? Congrats on going to college. Oh my God.
Congrats on going to college. Congrats on graduating high school. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
Eva's like, this tripped me up because in my brain, we started this podcast like a year or two ago.
I know.
In my brain, 2020 just happened.
I know.
And yet so much life has happened since then.
I know.
It's insane.
Like 13-year-olds are in our seniors now.
Are graduating high school.
I know. Oh my God.
Wow. Evie, I know everyone tells you it, but time really speeds up as you get older. It's crazy.
Oh, it does.
It's wild. Gosh. Oh, Wowie. My goodness.
Evie, thank you for this message. It made me feel crazy, but also really grateful and really proud of this and of you. So thank you. Should we hear from Izzy next?
Heck yeah. Hi, Lena and Ian. I'm Izzy, and I'm a longtime listener from the UK. I've been lurking since season 1, episode 6, but I never emailed. I may be a little too late for the minisode, I realize. But with the recaps coming to an end, I felt like I needed to email now, if ever. I actually started listening during my second year of university. I'm now graduated from both that and my master's program and living in Japan. I listen to the pod on my way to work every day and have even introduced a few of the Japanese ladies at work to the pod. Turns out English-speaking Japanese women love Glee. I thought that was so fun and cute. So many of my colleagues learned English from watching the show. Glee... You will always be famous. On the topic of favorite episodes, I am wildly sentimental. For me, my two favorites are The Pilot and Nationals. They're the two episodes that feel the most nostalgic to me and kind of show the two extremes of the show. The first is perfect for exactly every reason you guys already said. Honestly, your breakdown of that episode was perfect, and you hit the nail on the head of basically every reason I love that episode so much. Nationals, though, is the other extreme for me. Like The Pilot, it's a pretty perfect standalone episode with rapid-fire conflicts and resolutions that feel so real to the tension of teen hormones and competition anxiety. And then when they get on stage, it feels like the celebrations start coming and they never really stop. Every moment is so joyful and exciting. I also particularly love the Jesse moments. It's actually my favorite episode for Jesse in the whole show and really makes my heart melt. I feel like in the pilot, they start out as not only the underdogs, but as struggling nobodies who, as the pilot makes very clear, have no prospects outside of this one special, unprecedented team. And then to see that contrast of the celebration of that special thing they crafted for themselves finally rewarding and loving them back just makes me weep every single time. Anyway, I have about 8 billion thoughts I should have shared before now, but I'll keep them to myself for now. Before I sign off, I just wanted to ask you guys, if you could write a bottle episode with 5 characters from the show at any point in canon, who would you pick and why? Love you guys, and I'll be listening wherever you end up going next. You've truly been my closest companions on this crazy, scary journey. Best, Izzy, she, her. Izzy, this question, I like literally forgot that you asked it and now need to go with an answer. I apologize, but your contrast of the pilot, I mean, contrast is maybe the wrong word, comparisons, the parallels you draw between the pilot and the and Nationals are lovely, and I super agree. I didn't like even consider Nationals in favorite episodes specifically because we had just talked about it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like trying to focus on episodes that had not been talked about recently for me. But that episode is fantastic. And I love what you said about this thing that they love, loving them back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do think that that is, it's very special when someone who like truly has a passion for something and loves it so much finds success in that thing. When that thing that they love loves them back. I love that sentiment. It's beautiful.
Totally. That's all what you could ever want is to love something and then have it love you back. Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful thought.
Yeah.
What 5 characters would I want? What 5 great characters? I would love to hear more from the Trouble Tones. Maybe doing like a bottle episode of like Trouble Tones stuff. What's rehearsal? What are rehearsals like? You know, obviously we see a little bit, but like, what are they up to?
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of fun. Also, like maybe like a Howard Bamboo special. Maybe it's, oh, hear me out. It's Terry. It's Howard. It's Finn. It's Puck. It's
This is actually Sandy, this is Ryerson. My first thought too. It's a Sheets and Things bottle episode.
Yeah, Sheets and Things bottle episode. That would be so fun.
Yeah, no, I think Glee is a wonderful show, and it is like an out of the box show in the sense that it's literally a musical TV show.
Yeah.
I do wish that they had been a little more experimental with their storytelling style.
Totally.
I love when a TV show will do episodes like Community, this is like Community's whole bag.
Oh yeah.
Is they just are like, what's a unique way we can tell the story this week? Mm-hmm. But I love when a TV show will have a specific episode that is such a standalone because it is told so uniquely. And I would love an episode, like you said, that the entire episode is just a day at Sheets and Things when Finn and Puck are working there. Yeah. And we see Terry, Howard, Finn and Puck. Sandy comes in and wrecks havoc, and maybe we get cameos from some of our other casts of characters.
Yeah, you know, maybe like Will comes in and like drops off a lunch for Terry.
Yeah, or like Mercedes comes by because I don't know, she's like shopping with her mom, and like Mercedes and her mom drop by for a bit.
That would be so fun.
I just think that kind of stuff would be really fun.
Yeah.
So Sheets and Things is also my immediate thought.
Yeah.
It would just also be a good way to build out the world. I also think that an episode that is about vocal adrenaline.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And we see everything from their perspective, and the new directions are in like exactly one scene. Yeah. I think that would be very fun.
That would be so fun. And like they're the villains of their story.
Mm-hmm. Also, if it's kind of like a, like, why don't we get every vocal adrenaline coach in there somehow? It's like,
oh, totally.
Shelby is there. Dustin Goolsbee is there. Jesse St. James is there. Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades of Grey fame is there.
Like, God, she's so good on this show.
I think kind of like a, it's like a vocal adrenaline. Maybe it's like season six and it's just after Will has quit and gone back to the New Directions. Yeah. And Max George,
the past coaches are coming in.
Yeah. Max George is like, this is my senior year. We have to win. And so he calls in a Hail Mary. He like, his dad's like really connected with the school board.
Yeah.
And they bring in all the past vocal adrenaline coaches.
So fun. I would love that.
It's an episode of like the coaches all duking it out until eventually they all quit and Sue takes over at the end of the episode. I think that's my other one.
I love that.
The four vocal adrenaline coaches and Mac George. Come on.
Yes. That would be so fun. Oh my God. I remember too. I mean, back on the Sheets and Things thing, when like Terry takes Finn like under her wing and we were like, God, this could have been so fun. Oh my God. And the buddy cop comedy of Terry and Howard. Oh, what we missed.
And that's what you really missed recently. Did a thing where they were like, if you like, what are your Glee hot takes? And they were like, send them to us. And that was what I sent them. Is I was like, Terry, Finn working at Sheets and Things and developing a relationship with Terry is one of the biggest missed opportunities in the entire show. And then I pitched them what it could have been. Didn't make it on the episode, but hey, I said it.
I'm glad. And I'm glad you said it. You can say it here on our Glee podcast.
I think if we're doing a Sheets and Things episode, I think I'm replacing Will dropping off lunch because at that point they're broken up anyway. And Kendra's dropping off lunch. Kendra Giardi. And she has the kids. Paul is like at work, so she has the triplets. And they're like, Finn and Puck have to like chase them down.
Oh, yeah.
And keep them from destroying the store.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, while Kendra and Terry are just having lunch.
In a department store. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Great. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Izzy. This message is so sweet also. So thank you for it. And I'm so glad that we could be here for you in your time in Japan and everything. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, this is so nice. And I'm so glad that we have, you know, been a part of your journey in the small way that we have been. And oh my gosh, congrats on your master's program. Jesus, that's so cool. Well, a bunch of graduates on our hands.
My goodness. All right, you want to do our finale?
Yes.
Email.
Let's hear from Lauren, shall we?
Dear LPC in IJA. Hello, it's been a while.
I gotta call you that more.
I have that monogrammed on a scarf. I don't have the scarf here. I looked behind me to see if I had it. I don't. Hello, it's been a while since I felt compelled to take up some real estate in your inbox, but it's good to be back. I'm sure you've heard from a bunch of sad listeners after your announcement that your topic of conversation, Glee, will soon be phased out. While I understand completely, I am sad for the end of this era, but glad that I'm able to listen back to old episodes to fill the empty space. Plus, I'm really excited to see what your next adventure will be. I would listen to you two talk about dirt. With that, I wanted to get some things out of my brain that have been marinating for a while, and one of your last Hangout episodes really made me want to write in. First, I was not a theater kid growing up. I was a jock who really appreciated the arts, but couldn't ever find the time to get in on a school musical because of sports. I watched Glee for the first time right after high school, and quite frankly, was not very well of its existence before then. I feel like I really missed out since I was in high school when it was on the air. Oh well. Anyways, I found this podcast not long after you started it, maybe January 2021? At the time, I was still adjusting to life after moving across the country, and I was not in the best of relationships. One of the ones where you feel like a stranger in your own home and your partner couldn't care less. During this time, you two were the friends I turned to brighten up my day. I knew I could count on you to keep my mind off the hard things going on in my personal life, especially at work where my job is very self-paced and there is not a ton of collaboration with others. I know you've had a bunch of listeners write in with a similar experience to mine, So just add me to the list, LOL. I want you both to know that you do more than entertain people. Your words have power, and what you do on this platform and all the other stuff you do in life matters. Thanks for being my virtual friends when I needed someone most, and continuing to be there as I have found my way to a happier life. Love you both so much, looking forward to hearing where the pod goes next, and continuing to listen to you two goofballs talk about anything and everything. You have a forever fan in me. XOXO, Lauren, she, her. My gosh.
Lauren, this email's crazy. Crazy in the way that you have no idea what it means to me. Thank you genuinely for sending this in and saying what you said. It means so much to me. And I'm so... I'm really just so, like, thank you for saying this. It means more to me than I can even put into words. I'm struggling putting it into words, but thank you for saying what you said and sharing what you shared. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm so grateful that we could be here for you talking about this dumb TV show. How all of our hearts have, like, connected in this way is been such a joy to me and such an honor. And I'm eternally so grateful that we could do this. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I just, like, don't know how to talk about these things. I never learned, and at this point I refuse to. But so I, like, this will probably sound sarcastic, but I promise it's not. But it's just so, it's so special that anyone wants to listen to us just, like, talk. It's, like, so special that anyone is listening, period.
Yeah.
And then that people care enough to, like, write in and express how much they enjoy it and thank us for it. All of these emails have been so incredibly special. All the emails we've been getting for the last four and a half years have been so incredibly special. You know, if you're listening and you've sent us emails that have not ended up being on the podcast, know that every single one of them we read and is very, very special.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we could just read all of them for hours and hours and hours, we would. And it's, I don't know, Lauren, thank you so much for this email and the sentiment of, like, you do more than entertain people makes me feel uncomfortable because it is so kind that I'm like, she's wrong.
I know.
It's so kind that my brain won't let me accept that someone thinks that. But thank you for saying it. It is very, very kind. It is very, very kind.
What the hell? How lucky are we?
I know, seriously.
This is an incredibly humbling experience, and I feel really grateful, and I feel really humbled, and I feel really blessed. Okay. But genuinely, I do. I really do. Yeah. And thank you all for being here and for sending us messages and for giving us your time and attention and sharing your milestones with us. Oh my God, I love to hear people's milestones. Like, oh my God. Wow. I feel very lucky.
Yeah, me too.
I also feel lucky because the Birds won the Super Bowl.
Cool.
And
Birds.
I picked them. Go Birds. Shout out to the Eagles.
ELGSES.
ELGSES.
Well, 1 week from today.
Wow.
We are going back to the beginning.
Oh my God.
Back to, in the words of your crush, Hillary Duff, back to the beginning. We are going to listen to the pilot of our own damn podcast.
That's the one. Yay! Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're going to listen to it on air. We're going to do some commentary. We're going to chat about it. I have not listened to that.
I haven't either.
Since August of 2020.
But I do remember when we did it, I was so excited. Oh. I probably listened to it like 7 times in a week.
I will see if I can... this is like 2 phones ago. But I want to see if I can find the text messages. Because I remember... after I sent it to you, the edited version, us texting back and forth and being like, this is good, right? Like, I'm not crazy. Like, this is good.
We text like a lot. You and me are like, what are you talking about?
No,
we've never texted. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I remember we both were like, I think we've done something awesome.
Yeah. God, that like.
I know.
We have to move on. I'm going to get too emotional.
No, anyways, get emotional.
I don't believe in that. That's so crazy to think about.
I know. I'm really excited to listen.
Wow.
Oh my God. I feel like our voices are going to be really different.
Yeah. I also, the mic quality is going to be, that was one of my first thoughts. Because that's something I have a hard time when people find out that I have a podcast, and I'm like, oh yeah, you can listen to it. I'm always like, oh, but if they start from the beginning,
I know
the sound quality is really, it's, you're fighting for your life. You're fighting for your life for a while there.
You really have to be dedicated to listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a few podcasts I listen to where I'm like, okay, once they step up the audio quality, I'm like, I'm going to be back in. So shout out to the people who stuck with us.
Seriously. Whoa. Those of you who found us in 2020, early 2021. Oh, yeah. You're
brave. Holy cow. Brave. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm crazy. So tune in next week. If you want to send us thoughts, you can send us at recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
Because we will do another one. Episode.
No, we're doing another hangout in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Booyah, booyah.
And then that's
when
it.
That happens, we'll probably have more information about like what's the next steps are.
Yeah.
So tune in.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I promise, like, we're having discussions about it.
Sounding like, tune in. Sounds like we're like YouTubers who have like a really, or like actors who are like, I just signed a really big contract. Can't tell you about it yet for like another year. Yeah.
But the thing is, there's no other person besides the two of us. It's just that we refuse to commit to anything yet. Hey.
I just want it to be good. I just wanted to be good for you guys.
No, we just want to make sure that we're happy with what we're doing.
Exactly.
All right. Speaking of, you can, though, join our Patreon, patreon.com/recoveringgleek. We might as well say this. They'll be released. We're going to start releasing them soon.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons that we have not said anything official is we are like trying things on for size, where we're just like recording episodes about different stuff to see how fun it is to talk about, and then also just to say like the pros and cons of going that direction.
Yeah.
And since we're already taking the effort to record the episodes, we're going to drop them on our Patreon.
Yeah.
So regardless of what we decide on, you will have all of our unaired pilots on Patreon that you can listen to. Hey.
It'd be kind of fun. Yeah. Something that we loved that we did when we started was we recorded like two or three episodes.
We recorded two and one of them was ass and we had to redo it.
Yeah. But we were so grateful that we had the time to like kind of try it out and, you know, before we like announced anything, before we had like done anything, you know, we were kind of like trying it out. So we wanted to try that again here. And we also have so many fun ideas. So we wanted to give them all a shot. So we're going to do one right after we record this.
Yeah, we're recording another pilot right now. Booyah.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening in. Tune into our Patreon. You can also keep an eye on our socials. We're at recoveringgleek_podcast and at recoveringgleek. And we're not going anywhere, but we also going somewhere. We're going somewhere, but we're still around.
But we're not leaving.
We're not leaving. But thank you all for being here. Thank you all for the love that you've shared with us. Thank you for all the messages that you've sent us. Thank you for everything. And thank you for being Gleeks. I'm so glad that this TV show has brought us all together. And here is a hangout kiss on your hang-up forehead if you accept it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.